Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm reminded when they used to have big meetings all back home from Monday through Sunday. Every night a different preacher would preach, and on Sunday night was my grandfather's time to preach. They didn't call them revivals back then. They were just known as big meetings. I remember my grandfather going through the countryside, telling the people in the country, we're going to have big meetings all next week. We used to have what they call a good time all back home. Come on and meet me at the revival. Come on and meet me at the revival, where the preacher will be preaching, deacon will be teaching. Come on and meet me at the revival. Oh, come on and meet me at the revival. You need to come on. Get in a hurry. You might not get a seat. People coming from everywhere. Hear your pastor speak. When you get inside, there just might not be no room. People standing around the wall because they want to be there too. You need to come on and meet me at the revival. You need to come on and meet me at the revival. What a preacher!
God bless you, and God bless you, my God Almighty. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I'm telling you right now, sometimes we have to go back and reflect back on mama them and grandma them and auntie them and granddad them. Sometimes you have to go back and reflect back on your foundation, my God Almighty, where you come from. And I'm telling you right now, if you look back then and you look back now, you could see that you're much further, my God, than where you came from. So we could just give God a thanks, my God, for the time has changed and the time has passed, my God. So give God a thanks for where you have come from. And I just give God the glory. Like the songwriter say, you know, and back then, my God, mama and them, grandma and them used to have you at the altar tearing, my God, crying on the name of Jesus until something get a hold of you. It's sad to say, but right now we need to take our seats of God and re-dip them back in to the Holy Ghost fire. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I'm just so excited what God is doing for each and every one of you. And I'm so excited how he is just, my God, manifesting things. And most of all, what I'm so excited for, now God is raising up saints of God that have a boldness about themselves and going to tell the truth, even though the truth that they might say going to go against the grain of the teaching, but it's not going against the grain of the Bible, of the gospel. It might be going against the grain of someone else. I'm just so glad, saints of God, that now God is really revealing to us that we can have a life and more abundantly through the covenant. Amen. Through the covenant, through our commitment, that when one day that each and every one of us got up and accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. And there is benefits, there is blessing within that covenant. My God Almighty, it ain't no trick, it ain't no gimmicks. It's about you giving yourself to God. And I just want to ask each and every one of you before, my God, we bring on the powerful intercessor, Mother Price, to come on and pray. I want to ask each and every one of you, I want you to give yourself to God. Because at the end of the day, if you want to attain things for God, you need to get into him. I don't say it so many times, and I keep saying it now. Baby, sister, mothers, don't get tricked. You can give all the money you want to give. You can give that dead president or whatever might be on that dollar bill. That is not going to give you the VIP tickets or speed things up for God to make a way from you. Amen. I'm telling you right now, we all have to go through the process. I can care less how rich you are. I can care less how much money you have. I can care less how much seed that you could give unto a ministry. But we all going to have to go through the process if we want to receive the things from heaven. If we want to receive the things from God, we have to go through the process no matter what we might have. I don't care what we have, how much things that God can give us and bless us with. It's still a process that we cannot detour, or we cannot, my God, back away or jump over. We all, my God, every last one of us, doesn't matter if you're in the pulpit, chief apostle, or whatever your title might be, it's still a process that we have to go through. I don't know about you, saints of God. I don't want the microwave stuff, because the microwave stuff contains radiation. But I want the things that comes pure. Give me that old-fashioned ingredient, that mama them take the eggs and the flour. Mix this stuff together. Give me the baking soda. Let's put this cake together, my God Almighty, and put our ingredients in it. That way we understand that what we are eating and what we are digest, it came from the wrong table. It did not come from added preservative or any added ingredients. And that's why that's how we have to be like that with the word of God. I don't want no added ingredients. Give me the raw truth. Give me the word of God, because the Bible says the truth will set, my God, you free, me free, we all free, and we walk in the truth. My God, I give God the honor, and I give God the praise. Praise God. I want to send my special shout out to our listener in the international waters, France, United Kingdom, Norway. I thank God for you, Norway. My God Almighty, pastor got to come see you all, because you all been great listeners and great followers. We got to come see you all, amen, and bring ADM live over there to Norway, my God. And I give God the glory for you all for being been faithful listeners, along with France and Asia and United Kingdom. We thank God also for our brothers and sisters. And we have to see you all too, as well, United Kingdom. I thank God here locally at home, Massachusetts. We definitely have to come up there and see you all. We bless God for your faithful listener. Also, California, I thank God for you as well. My God, and also our Perry hometown right this door, Alabama. We thank God for you as well. And Minnesota, Ohio, and Florida. We thank God for you as well. My God, I give God the glory. And I give him the praise. Well, we're going to bring on that powerful intercessor, Mother Price. God bless you. For she could go ahead and pray us into where I'm right now. What happened yesterday was great, but I need a new mood today. I need something fresh every day, every day. Amen. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you too, Pastor Tom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come to you one. Humbly, we know how. First, we just give honor to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and everyone at the ADM members. First, and to all, we just thank you, Lord, just for another day. Life has been strength. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, giving us life once more, giving us strength, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning that you just touched us this morning, God. And as we woke up, God, our mind was tired. We began to, activity began to move in our body. We began to put our foot on the floor, began to walk to the restroom to wash our face and brush our teeth. Began to just lift our hands. We began to praise you right now before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, that you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. You gave us another opportunity to get it right with you, another opportunity to begin to repent and forgive the things that we have done and the things that we didn't know of, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call upon your name once more. We come to the throne boldly as we know how, God. Oh, God, we lift our family members up to you this morning once more, God. We begin to pray, God, that you continue to save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. We begin to lift up every single mother that it is, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you give a change, God, a change in the mind and the thoughts in the name of Jesus. Let her begin to know that you love her more than anyone else. Let her begin to know that you don't have to settle for less. Let her begin to know that you don't have to compromise with anything. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you just draw them near to you, save and deliver and set free, God. We lift up every father that it is this day, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen him to be the warrior that you desire for him to be, a warrior to take his family, God, all his need in his household, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let him be that man that bow down to you and worship no one but you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him begin to cry out and hold a whole shake in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for this blessed day. We realize it was us ourselves woke ourselves up, God. But it was you, God, all you and none of us in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how what time clocks we had in the house, they might have went off, God. Oh, but we know it still wasn't you because the time clock went off in somebody home, but they didn't arrive. That let you know you hold all powers in your hand. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for these lips of clay that can wake up in the morning and cry out to you, God. We thank you for the lips of clay, God, that you can teach us, God, the way to go, and that we can just cry out to the laws in the wilderness in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for taking us in the wilderness, out of the boat, shake, God, to cry out to people that are unsaved, to cry out for the one that don't have any hope. Cry on the one that conviction in the mighty name of Jesus. Cry out to the one with our mind is almost gone. We can tell them that God is a mind regulator. He can heal minds. Out of the host, he is still healing minds in the mighty name of Jesus. He's healing diabetes. He's dealing heart trouble. He's healing arthritis. He's healing cancer in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to know how, if we walk in faith, not what we see, but God, walk by faith in the mighty name of Jesus, because all things is possible through you, God. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your divine words, God. Oh, the most, God, because your word is sufficient in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every pastor that it is this day, God. Continue to strengthen them like never before. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Continue to order their footsteps in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to cry out nothing but the truth. In the name of Jesus, God. Because only the truth, God, is going to set us free. Only the truth will make us walk right, talk right, and love right in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up our kids to you today, God. Youngest to the oldest, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save, deliver them in the name of Jesus. When it seems like there's no hope, don't even let us compute that in our mind. Just let us see that you're doing it, that you're drawing near to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize in these last and evil days, some are so rebellious, God. Oh, God, but you're the power of our heart. You can break the rebellious spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning. We cry out the blood, the blood, the blood. God, I know the emotion. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for cleaning us, God. It's chilling us, God. Even when we're up and down the highways and byways, we thank you for traveling mercy, God. Forgiving us from the destiny that we're leaving back to the destiny that we are in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your angels stretched all around our homes, God. In the name of Jesus, keeping us from hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, God, we cry out to you this morning, God. Let us continue to push out of the bullshit. Push like never before. Push when nothing don't seem like there's no more to push. Let us continue to push and continue to cry out to you, God. Continue, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, God. We thank you for the food that you have placed in our refrigerator, God. Oh, God, don't let us complain about nothing, God. But let us continue to go on knowing that you're a way maker. Let us continue to go on when we don't see nothing. Because we know you are all that you are, God. And you'll make a way out of no way for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Most of all, God, let us continue to chill our heart. Out of the God. Oh, chill our heart, God. That hatred and malice it won't get inside of us, God. Oh, God, chill our minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us speak on those things that are good and true. With love in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you for walking with us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for walking in someone's home where pure hell is going on, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you're saving that household in the name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over that house in the mighty name of Jesus. If somebody's crying this morning, don't see no way, don't gave up hope. But hope is still here. Hope is in Jesus' heart. If you begin to cry up on Jesus, he'll fix your situation. He'll turn things around like never before. In the name of Jesus, hold your head up. Look to the help which come at your help. Realize how your help coming from God. No other help that we know in the name of Jesus. Somebody don't want to hear the word of Jesus. But let me tell you, before it's all in, you're going to want to hear about Jesus, a man that died on the cross for just for me and you. That little old shake, God. Hey, if Jesus could take it, we can take it. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, God. We may not be all what we want to be, but when we look back, hallelujah, we're not what we used to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to rise us up, God. Continue to shake us, Lord, like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the wee hours, God, begin to send your minister angels, God. They can minister to our spirit, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us begin to encourage ourselves, God. Don't let us have to wait on somebody else to encourage us. Don't let us begin to wait on somebody and let us just tell them, tell us that Jesus is good. He's still healing. Oh, God, because we know it for ourselves. He did it many times before. He went into the hospital, when somebody was on death row, and rose them from the dead. He came to the boat, went into the intensive care ward when somebody's family had gave up on him. But Jesus stepped in just right on time, gave him another opportunity for life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for all that you've done in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for delivering some of us from drugs. In the name of Jesus, when we was out on the street, doing this and that. Oh, God, we thank you that you didn't give up on us, God. And that's the kind of attitude, the spirit we need to have about some of our family members. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just continue to cry out, knowing that God is doing it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the table that is spread and a feast going on that we can eat, God. We can chew your word, digesting and living, God. Don't let us only talk it, God. Let us walk it out, God. Let us live it like never before, God. Oh, God, it might have been raining some last night, but your sun was still shining through. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, have mercy this morning. Let somebody say hallelujah this morning. Begin to praise his name. Glorify his name, because he's worthy to be praised. Walk through your house this morning. Lift up your hands. Begin to say, Jesus, do it for me. Do it for my household. We need you in our house. Need you to clean it up, huh? In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody cried out this morning, God. Save my husband. Save my husband, God. I can't take it no more. Oh, but God, in the name, God, God will let you endure some things that you think that you can endure it. Hey, glory to God this morning. Oh, God, I ask and cry out to you this morning, God. Touch, heal, deliver in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, I ask you this morning, God, walk the street like never before, God. Even get your breath in the little shade in the streets, God. It begins to bring down, tear down every stronghold, break every chain, God, little bullshit, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Little bullshit, God, let your people know they can't buck against you, God. It's just like bucking against them. Brick wall in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your ears, people, today. Let God open your ears that you can hear from him in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him open your eyes that you can see out of the bullshit what he sees. He has great things for you, but you can't touch this big bullshit bullshit. You can't touch it until you line up with the word of God. You got the little bullshit, God. He got to know that you want him more than anything. Oh, get hungry for him. Pick up the little old shape. The more you want me give to you, the more you'll want. Pick up the little old shape. He'll love you like never before. Hallelujah, hallelujah this morning. Somebody hear me this morning. He crying out to you. He's been knocking at your door. Hey, he's been knocking and knocking and knocking. And you refuse to open the door. But today, let it be him. They want to come in. He want to come in and sit with you. He want to come in and talk with you. So open up and let God come in. He comes to the Boche. He's not going to force anything on you, but you got to be willing to let him come in. You got to be willing to let him come in and change. You got to be willing to come in and let him change your heart, your mind, every being a part of you. Go to Boche in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Call out this morning, Jesus. That's his name. Call his name, Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's power in the name of Jesus, I said. Yeah, it's only power. It's the power of Jesus Christ that changes things, that changes your atmosphere, that changes your way of talking, that changes your way of walking, that changes your way of thinking. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick person this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, this day, God, oh, no, Boche, God. Heal the mind. Hey, glory to God. Heal diabetes in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to diabetes. You got to loose in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, God, oh, no, Boche. It's the blood of Jesus, God, oh, no, Boche. In the name of Jesus, be thy God. In the name of Jesus, as we walk, God, oh, no, Boche, in Jesus. Oh, sometimes it's getting mighty hard. But you got to realize, oh, no, Boche, the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you don't have no strength, have no joy. No joy, no strength. Oh, God, but we thank you for the joy of the Lord this morning is our strength. We thank you for victory. Hallelujah. Victory. God, oh, Boche, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, it's another opportunity to tell somebody that you love them. Another opportunity to tell somebody that don't gave up on hope. Hope is still alive in the name of Jesus. Another opportunity to tell someone, somebody about the suicide, oh, Boche. There is no need to suicide. God, you got just what you want in the name of Jesus. If it ain't always what you want, it's just what you need. You need the Lord in your life. You need to see him move, see his hand move on you. You need to see how he can take care of you in the wee hour when you're all alone, weeping and crying. Don't know which way they go. He's the one that accomplished you. I don't know what. He's the one. His name is Jesus. I love to call the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. When you're walking in the midnight hour, walking in the world, don't know what to do. His name is Jesus. That's the one. I don't know what shape. That can make everything all right. I don't know, Boche, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift your name, God. We glorify your name, God. I don't know, Boche. If nobody else don't praise him, you need to praise him. If nobody don't hold their hands up and say, God, I thank you, you need to say thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. He didn't only have to do it. He did it because his grace is sufficient in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for every ear that has an ear this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that your church ears are, if they're fired up, God, we ask that you pop and open their ears in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that it's time to get right with Jesus. It's time to get real because of the Moshe, real in Jesus. It's time to walk it out in the mighty name of Jesus. If your friends don't want to walk, you need to walk. Walk with Jesus in the Moshe, God. If your neighbors don't want to hear Jesus, keep on talking about Jesus. If they don't want to hear you pray, keep on praying in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, God. I don't know about nobody else, I don't know, Boche, but I need him the most, I don't know, Boche. I need him to lead me and guide me. I need him to continue to order my footsteps, yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus. I need him to keep his mind, his head on my mind, his hands on my mind. Hey, glory to God. That's why I can thank like Jesus. I know the Boche, God. We crying out this morning to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you like never before, God. Let somebody hear. Somebody hear, God, this morning, that we yield to your voice. That we yield to your voice this morning. And say, Lord, I yield, quote Boche, to you. I yield to you this morning, God. Let somebody give their life to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I know when your word go out there, it won't come back for out of okay. It'll go out to establish what it's going to establish in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning, Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children.
Amen. Amen. We bless God. For Mother Price with that powerful prayer. Sister God, I want you to think about something right quick. All over the United States, different ones, especially it depends on what part of the state you are in and where's your city. But we're getting in our mindsets, we're getting geared up, and we're getting about ready for our children to get ready to go back to school. Some of us just have remembrance of when it was our time when we was in school. How these days was coming. You know, we got our summer break, then after our summer break, we begin to get ready for school. We start begin to go school shopping, dealing with clothes and dealing with different items that we need for their schools. Even as the teachers put in their requests for different things, different tools that it might be needed for their papers, crayons, pencil. It depends on what grade level you might be in. But we purchase different supplies for some for our kids and some for ourselves to get ready to return back to school. Why? Because we are ready, some of us, we don't pass to another level. Regardless, your child might pass from a third grade to the fourth grade. Some probably be the fourth grade to the fifth grade. Then we got some, they once was in the 11th, but now they're in 12th. Finna get ready to finish up a school, my God, term. But wherever it may be, the preparing of to get them prepared to go to the next level and be ready for the next level is very vital and is very serious to where the world's taken and make sure that different stores have the supplies and different things that you need for they could prepare for their education. Amen. I wonder. If our kid is going to the fourth grade, graduated from the fourth and going to the fifth, can we send them back to the school with the fourth grade work that they've done, that has already been checked, already been written, paperwork that is already done in the fourth grade? Imagine we send our kids to school with that type of supply. Paperwork is not blank. Paperwork is have writing on for what the teacher taught last year. The paperwork is graded, grades on for what the teacher graded or last year. But we bring it into this year, and we bring the same more work and the same more thing into this year, where the teacher is trying to teach us something more, teach us new things that is on that level. A level up from the level where we've been. But yet we still sending our kids and with the same more work and the same more thing that they did last year. How will that play out? Some of us probably be listening to me right now and say, Pastor, I can't comprehend that. That doesn't make sense. Why do we go school shopping for our kids, dealing with clothes, and all they have is 2 months off for a summer break? My God, 2 months off for a summer break. Why? Because over them 2 months, some of them don't grew out of the size that they was in last year and grew into a new size. Some of them don't expand it. Some of them don't grow taller. Some of them don't sprout it out a little bit wider. Even as the shoe size don't grow from one size to another. None of them never stay the same size in the same place where they in. So in order for me to have them to look appropriate for where they are going, I have to dress them to the cause. They have to get dressed to the cause to get ready to look appropriate for where they're going. Where they're going, we want to dress them for a level of success, to be successful and also have great confidence about themselves. And a great confidence about their look for they could tune in to be successful. Amen. We don't send them to school. Some things have to come in place because of what we have. And our heart's desire to give our children the best as they return back into going into the school system. Amen. But I got a question. By us understanding that practice, we understanding this, why we are not getting it together and really focusing in for our own spiritual life. Each level you go up in life, that's another grade. Each level you go up in the spirit, that's another grade level in the spirit, another rank in the spirit. Why are we still trying to bring the work and the things that we got on the last level and trying to bring it into a new level, and God is trying to give us a new thing? Why are we trying to keep on the same clothes, keep the same mentality, keep the same mindset where we don't outgrew that? We're trying to hang around with the same old, the same old, and know that they don't want nothing new or going to a level of success, but yet we're still trying to keep that same clothes on, the same mentality, keep the same friends around. And now instead of a great level that I'm supposed to be getting something from to help and be a blessing to me, now it's been a hindrance. Because now I'm stuck in the same place because I'm still trying to bring the past or bring what the things that I accomplished, the things that I passed, the things that I overcome, and I'm still trying to hold it on and bring it into the next level. I wonder what the teacher would say if the child come in with work from last year that is already written, that is already graded, and he or she want to present that. Why are we trying to present things to God that we already accomplished? And he says, son, you already done it. Daughter, you already done it. It's a new thing that I want to do in your life, and I need you to accept the new thing. Each level that you go in God, it's another lesson that we got to bring. But we get so caught up that we got it because we don't graduate from one place to another place to where God say, in this place, I want to give you a new thing. God want to give you a new thing, saints of God. He want to give you a new thing in your life. But you cannot bring the old thing and expect you're going to be able to receive the new thing. Even though, my God, hear me, even though you got the old lesson, but the old lesson might not be its time to come in play. It might not be its season to come in operation. You hear me? It might not be its time. When is it time? The time is when it's time for me to graduate finally. School is over. Now it's time for the real walk. Some of us is staying back in the same grade in the spirit for 20 and 30 years. And God said, I've been trying to get you out of this grade. Get you out of this level. Bring you into something new. But you still want to hold on to the past. You still want to hold on to the past lessons. Because you don't win a couple of battles, you still want to hold on to the past style of fighting. And God said, I gave you a new thing. You cannot keep wearing the same mentality because you don't outgrew it. You don't outgrew some friends. You don't outgrew some places. Stop trying to put on the same things that doesn't fit and start finding the things that fit for you. God want to dress you with things that fit. Because where you're going, he wants you to represent where you're going. Saints of God, Pastor just want to drop this down, my God, a word of inspiration. And I just want to let you know all over the world, we don't have that mentality for this time for our kids. We understand that we have to go school shopping. We understand that we have to get them equipped for the supplies that they need. Pencil, paper, book bags, pencil box, cream box, lunch boxes, whatever they need to get ready to start off their new. Why are you saying this, Pastor? Because eventually we're going to be coming to a close of these baggage and we're cleaning out our house and we're going to get ready to walk into a new level and a new place. Let's begin to walk into the new place. And begin to learn that lesson in that new level we're going and where God has taken us. Let's leave the old stuff behind and leave the old stuff where it's at. Because at the end of the day, the old stuff is not going to be able to help us into this new place. because God is trying to give us something new, a new prosperity, a new deliverance, a fresh anointing, another place, a fresh joy, a freshness of peace, another level that God wants us to go through and get ready to walk through. Oh, people that is not meant good and don't want to achieve anything, I can't wear you no more because you doesn't fit. And I had to put on things that fit in my life and where I'm going. I love each and every one of you for me and First Lady and the ADM family. Remember, that old work that you already worked on and you already passed and it's already graded, you can't bring it in this year. You can't bring it in this walk. It's already done. Clothes that you outgrew, shoes that you can't fit no more, you can't bring in here because it just doesn't fit no more. You got to put on things that fit or you could go ahead to be on your way to success. Your success is here. The success is now. Let's make sure we're equipped to receive the success. And let's not go into the classroom trying to tell the teacher how to run her class or his class because we don't graduate from a grade. We don't graduate for a grade and now we think we know it all. We do the same thing in church. We don't graduate it from a place. Now we think we have all the sense. And we miss the lesson because I'm trying to outthink the one that went through the school, don't went through the test, don't went through everything, and don't show themselves worthy to give me things to help me to go to where? The next level. The next level. God bless you. We love you all. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. This has been ADM and a family. God bless you.